Elizabeth Elliot says, "I believe there is such a thing as self-esteem and self-image, but I do not think that it is something that you and I ought to be paying much attention to. Life is too short for that, as far as I'm concerned." She says, "I would much rather use the energy and the time that I have and direct it towards knowing God, worshiping God, loving God, finding out who He is, and daily praying that He will make me much more like Himself." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of author and teacher Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about the subject of Advent. Advent is the name that the church has given to what precedes the Christmas season. And the word simply means coming. It comes from two Latin words meaning to come toward. So we want to think during this week about the coming of the Lord Jesus. Frankly, I'm very grateful that we have times and seasons and rhythms and celebrations. I often think about what a blessing it is that we have days and nights. Can you imagine if we had to just work for 24 hours each day and no break in between? But that major unconscious break that the Lord gives us because of darkness and sleep is such a blessing and one of His great gifts. Minutes, hours, days, nights, weeks, months, years, and especially Christian celebrations. And I'm glad that we live in a country where there are still Christian celebrations. Lots of people, of course, forget what Christmas is all about or what Easter really means. But we're here to think about the original meaning of this word, Advent. It's one of God's merciful arrangements for our humanness, for our need of change and rest and variety and reminders. I don't suppose there are many of you that need as many reminders as I do. I have a husband who is always reminding me of things. I can't remember much of anything if I don't write it down, and sometimes when I write it down, I forget to look at my note. But Advent is a season that reminds us of Jesus' coming. In the 21st chapter of Luke, Jesus himself talked about his own coming again. He says in verse 25 of Luke 21, "Portents will appear in sun, moon, and stars. On earth, nations will stand helpless, not knowing which way to turn from the roar and surge of the sea. Men will faint with terror at the thought of all that is coming upon the world, for the celestial powers will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with great power and glory. When all this begins to happen, stand upright and hold your heads high, because your liberation is near." He told them this parable. "Look at the fig tree, or any other tree. As soon as it buds, you can see for yourselves that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all this happening, you may know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you this, the present generation will live to see it all. Heaven and earth will pass away. My words will never pass away." The word Advent for Christians throughout the ages has had three different meanings. One is the coming of Jesus to the world as a baby. Another is the coming that he speaks about in this passage in Luke, his coming back again. And the third is his coming to you and me in his gentle, patient, and courteous love. The Bible says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Isn't that a staggering verse? If you think of just the two words, he came, who came? Well, it was God, wasn't it? God in the flesh, God in the form of a helpless baby, came. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. It's incredible, isn't it? It really is just unbelievable to think that God himself humbled himself to come into our world, and we were not ready to receive him. I wonder, each of you who's listening to me right now, is there room for him in your life? Is there room in your heart? How would you prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus if he was actually coming to your house today, or to your office, or perhaps to visit your schoolroom or your place of work? How do we prepare for the coming of the Lord? Well, all of life is preparation. This is the true meaning of life, isn't it? And if we miss the fact that every day, today and every day, are days of preparation, then we miss the train. Had you thought about that? Thought about the fact that this particular day is preparation for meeting the Lord Jesus? Well, how do you see the meaning of life? Some of you don't agree with me, I'm sure. Some of you would have very different definitions about the meaning of life. And I wish we could sit down and talk about yours. But this is the way I see it. And we older folks realize with shock how short life is. We know that this can't be all there is. When you're young, you have so many things to look forward to, so much that's exciting. And then as you gradually move into the 30s, I think it was when I reached 30 that I realized that one of these days I was going to die. That was more of a watershed to me than 40 was. Some people say that it's at 40 that a man realizes that he's mortal. But at some point, we have to realize that this is not all there is. So each Advent season is a very much needed reminder. We can be stirred up, wakened, roused, put through examinations, lest we should give up doing anything and get off the track. We don't know when our soul may be required of us. In the hour that you think not. I heard of a minister who asked a group of people, how many of you think that Jesus may come today? And some of them put their hands up. And he said, how many of you think that Jesus will not come today? And the rest of them put their hands up. And then he said, the Bible says, in the hour that you think not. So, in effect, he was saying everybody's wrong. The people who think that he's coming today are wrong, and the people who think he's not coming today are wrong. It's in the hour that you think not. Well, I wonder how many of my listeners are really looking for the coming of Jesus. If you are looking for him, remember that it will be in the hour that you think not. And if you don't think he's coming back, remember the same thing. He will come in the hour that you think not. How do you prepare for real events? In some of your homes, there are Christmas preparations going on right now, I suppose. I hope that most of you have done some of your shopping, at least. There's food to be fixed. There are cookies and fruit cakes. My husband, Lars, as some of you know, is Norwegian. And in Norway, they bake 7 kinds of cookies for Christmas. And I lost count of how many cakes. And please, if any of you are listening and would like to send me a fruitcake for Christmas, don't do it. It's one of the few things that I don't like. Sometimes when we're guests in people's homes, they'll say, is there anything you don't eat, anything you don't like? And my answer is yes, fruitcake. You're preparing for parties, for church programs, for guests. How about trying stillness and silence? Silence, as someone has said, is the mother of prayer and the nurse of holy thoughts. Silence cuts down on our sins, doesn't it? We can't be sinning in so many different ways if we're being quiet before God. Silence nourishes patience, charity, discretion. Holy fear is best fostered by silence, someone has said. Holy fear, of course, is the awe of God's presence, a humble recognition of who He is. And unless we can be quiet in His presence, offering ourselves to Him, asking that His Holy Spirit will make Himself present to us, if we can't do that, we really are not preparing very well for Advent. You know that lovely Christmas carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. I think my favorite stanza is how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of His heaven. No ear may hear His coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive Him still, the dear Christ enters in. Are you discouraged, confused, overburdened, weak, distracted? Let me suggest that you just sit down quietly, lay your hands open in your lap, and close your eyes, and let the Lord be your strength, your light, and your hope.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte.